This is the Music History Today podcast for March 21st. On today's show, the world's first and possibly shortest rock concert ever takes place. First up, though, on this date in 1939, Kate Smith recorded the song God Bless America. In 1948, the radio show Stop the Music with host Burt Parks premiered. In 1952, the first rock and roll concert took place. It was held in Cleveland, Ohio. It was called the Moondog Coronation Ball. It had 25,000 kids show up and was shut down by the cops after only one song. We discuss more about this concert on our Music History In-Depth podcast, which dropped on this channel as of right now. In 1963, Barbra Streisand married actor Elliot Gould. In 1964, Judy Collins performed at Carnegie Hall in New York City. The concert made her a star. In 1967, the movie musical Thoroughly Modern Millie opened. In 1975, country superstar Tammy Wynette divorced country superstar George Jones. In 1976, the event that inspired the Rolling Stones song Claudine happened when actress Claudine Longet accidentally shot her lover, Spider Savage. In 1985, the event that inspired the song St. Elmo's Fire, Man in Motion by John Parr took place when Canadian wheelchair athlete Rick Hansen started his Man in Motion campaign to wheelchair around the world. Rick succeeded. It took him 26 months to do it. In 1994, entertainer Dudley Moore was arrested for domestic abuse. In 1997, the movie biopic Selena, starring Jennifer Lopez, premiered. In 2000, the group Soul Coughing broke up. In 2005, the last episode of the show The Osbournes aired. In 2014, Andrea Bocelli married his manager, Veronica Berti. In 2015, country music superstar Jason Aldean married singer Brittany Kerr, and country music superstar Randy Travis married his wife, Mary Davis. In 2017, the group Pristine formed, and also on that same day, Wyclef Jean of the Fugees was handcuffed by Los Angeles County Sheriff cops who mistook him for a suspect in a case. He was later released. In classical music, in 1826, Ludwig van Beethoven premiered his string quartet No. 13 in B-flat major, opus No. 130. In award ceremonies that were held on March 21st, in 1964, Italy won the Eurovision Song Contest, and on that same day, Dean Martin received one of Hollywood's highest honors when his handprints were put in cement at Grauman's Chinese Theater. In 1970, Ireland won the Eurovision Song Contest. In 1984, part of Central Park at 72nd Street and Central Park West was renamed Strawberry Fields in honor of John Lennon, who lived right next to that section of the park. In 1988, Randy Travis, Reba McEntire, and Hank Williams Jr. were among the big winners at the Academy of Country Music Awards. In 1990, Tony Orlando received his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And in 1994, Bruce Springsteen won the Academy Award for Best Song for Streets of Philadelphia from the Tom Hanks Denzel Washington movie Philadelphia. Albums that were released on March 21st include in 1967 when Al Green released Backup Train. In 1970, The Faces released First Step. In 1975, Tangerine Dream released Rubicon. In 1976, The Brothers Johnson released Lookout for Number One. In 1977, Slade released Whatever Happened to Slade. In 1978, Rose Royce released Rose Royce 3, Strikes Again. In 1983, Pink Floyd released Final Cut. It was the last one that had Roger Waters on it. In 1988, the Pixies released Surfer Rosa. Also on that same day, Lynyrd Skynyrd released Southern by the Grace of God, Lynyrd Skynyrd Tour 1987. In 1988, same day, Tina Turner released her live album. It was Tina Live in Europe. In 1989, Bonnie Raitt released Nick of Time, a Grammy Award-winning album of the year. Also in 1989, Madonna released Like a Prayer. In 1994, Alison Moyet released Essex. In 1995, Death released Symbolic. The Tea Party released The Edges of Twilight. And Stevie Wonder released Conversation Piece. In 2000, Against All Authority released 24-Hour Roadside Resistance. Also on that same day, NSYNC released their huge album, No Strings Attached. Nickel Creek released their self-titled album. Led Zeppelin released Latter Days, the Best of Led Zeppelin Volume 2. And Patti Smith released Gung Ho. In 2006, Ben Harper released Both Sides of the Gun, and in 2014, Shakira released her self-titled album. Singles that were released on March 21st in the UK include in 1969 when Frank Sinatra released My Way, and in 1970, The Who released The Seeker. Meanwhile, in America in 1960, Elvis Presley released Stuck on You. In 1966, Junior Walker and the All-Stars released I'm a Roadrunner, and the Beach Boys released Sloop John B. In 1969, Simon and Garfunkel released The Boxer. In 1972, REO Speedwagon released 157 Riverside Avenue. In 1978, Elton John released Ego. In 1987, U2 released With or Without You. In 1995, Pearl Jam released Not For You. In 1997, Michael Jackson released Blood on the Dance Floor. In 2011, The Weeknd released Wicked Games. And in 2019, DJ Alan Walker released On My Way. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fames, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on March 21st include singer Tiny, rapper Diggy Simmons, rapper Charlie Clips, rapper The Disrapper, singer Rochelle Humes, Motown producer Johnny Bristol, singer Mikal Graves, Keith Maxim Palmer of The Prodigy, Jonas Berggren of Ace of Base, Andrew Copeland of Sister Hazel, Derek Whibley of Sum 41, K-pop singer Yoon Sanha, singer Alfie Shared, singer Eddie Money, singer Solomon Burke, Vivian Stanshall of the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, musician David Lindley of the Kaleidoscopes, singer Vernon Guy, Butch Norton of the Eels, Mandy Capristo of Monroe's, Ray Dorsett of Mungo Jerry, Roger Hodgson of Supertramp, Conrad Lozando of Los Lobos, Russell Tompkins Jr. of The Stylistics, Andy Parker of UFO, singer Cindy Bullins, guitarist Dominic Miller, Slim Jim Phantom of The Stray Cats, Danny Miranda of Blue Oyster Cult, singer Rochelle McFarlane, singer Chip Taylor, rapper Large Professor, composer Modest Mazursky, folk blues musician Sun House, Robert Johnson of Casey and the Sunshine Band, Sean Dixon of the Soup Dragons, pianist Charles Thompson, record executive Lou Bedell, Merv Griffin Show band leader Mort Lindsay, blues pianist Otis Spann, producer John Boylan, and singer and keyboardist Rose Stone of Sly and the Family Stone. Artists who unfortunately passed away on March 21st include composer Gunther Wesenslaus, who passed away in 1734 at the age of 48. Composer Johann Schmidt passed away in 1793 at the age of 51. Composer Andrea Lucchesi passed away in 1801 at the age of 59. Composer Jacob Rosenheim passed away in 1894 at the age of 80. Composer and conductor Franz Schrecker passed away from heart issues in 1934 at the age of 55. Pianist, composer, and professor at the Petersburg Conservatory from 1899 to 1930. Alexander Glazunov, who passed away in 1936 at the age of 70. Composer Evald Ave passed away in 1939 at the age of 39. Composer Harry Freeman passed away in 1954 at the age of 84. Songwriter Manolis Chiatis passed away in 1970 at the age of 50. Composer Antoni Slalowski passed away from heart issues in 1973 at the age of 65. Composer Berand Gilty passed away in 1975 at the age of 64. Jazz clarinetist and saxophonist Louis Cottrell Jr. of the Heritage Hall Jazz Band passed away in 1978 at the age of 67. Composer Gideon Fagan passed away in 1980 at the age of 75. Composer Salvador Ley passed away in 1985 at the age of 78. Singer and actor Dean Paul Martin Jr. of Dino, Desi, and Billy was killed in a military aircraft crash in 1987 at the age of 35. Singer and actor Robert Preston passed away from cancer in 1987 at the age of 68. The designer of the Stratocaster and Telecaster electric guitars, Leo Fender, passed away in 1991 at the age of 81. Composer Natalie Sleeth passed away in 1992 at the age of 61. Record producer Norman Schwartz passed away in 1995 at the age of 66. Singer and actor Anthony Steele passed away in 2001 at the age of 80. Cabaret entertainer Bobby Short passed away in 2005 at the age of 80. Opera director Wolfgang Wagner passed away in 2010 at the age of 88. Blues Hall of Famer Pinetop Perkins passed away in 2011 at the age of 97. Singer-songwriter Jackie Trent passed away in 2015 at the age of 74. And pianist and composer Trusecci Kamal passed away in 2021 at the age of 84. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is March 22nd, when in 2016, the world loses Fife Dog from A Tribe Called Quest to diabetes at the age of 45.